First, I'll start off by saying that first and foremost, I would like to first extend an apology to the Cleveland Brown fans. I know there's going to be a lot of questions, a lot of inquiry about texting or textgate or whatever the new term is. But so that everybody hears it from my mouth, it was me. To that degree, I have apologized to the people in the building, Coach Pettine, Jimmy Haslam, the rest of the football staff, and everybody that was involved from our side as far as football-wise, that they understand what happened. To that degree, it is an open investigation from the league's perspective, so there's not a lot of commentaries there. But I will tell you that, again, I take full responsibility for myself and my my actions, and the things that I've learned from that is that there is a platform to have those conversations and have those things talked about and discussed. I misplayed that platform, something I've learned from, something I'll be better at, and I've corrected that mistake. So before we continue, that's what I'd really like to say is that, one, I apologize to Jimmy Haslam, our fans, and the football staff. So with that being said, I'll open up to any questions. No relationship mending. Coach Pettine and I work really well together. We've had our conversations. We've worked through what that was. And again, I know he expressed his disappointment, et cetera. And we had those conversations, and we're moving full steam ahead. I would tell you that I don't know what happens anywhere else. I know I made a mistake, and I'm owning that. I would tell you that to that degree, people understand that what the rules are, and sometimes, in my case, I would tell you that it's not an excuse, but sometimes your emotions get the best of you at times. I would describe our organization as a healthy one. I would describe it as healthy because we do have platforms where you can discuss those things openly and honestly, and you can have direct conversations. And in a large part, those conversations are met with candor. Guys are able to speak their minds. Granted, I'm the general manager, but again, I'm an open book. Like I tell people the truth of how I feel and kind of where I'm at. And I think we get that expressed readily throughout the organization, from coaches through scouts, et cetera, that I think our organization is really good in that manner. I think that's very, very helpful. Jimmy is a good man. He's a really good owner. And to that degree, his support was monumental, at least for me personally. And I thought it felt really good for me in a moment where nobody likes to hear the negative, but the reality is there is a negative. And it was really good for my behalf to hear Jimmy's comments. I think the combine and the interviews and all of it, I think all come back to one thing, is trying to uncover information. As you get the information that you get, how you dissect it and what you look at is a different part of that process. I will say that we've made changes. We've made our adjustments, and I think we'll be more prepared this year because of the different time frame of me having the position for a year now instead of getting that appointment late February last year. I would tell you that, one, I'm not a doctor, so I would say that whatever they uncover with Johnny is what they're working on. And to that degree, I think Pett said this yesterday, we understood what people would call red flags, and we made that decision as a Browns organization. Inevitably, that does fall to me because I'm the general manager and I make that selection. But we knew what those were, and good for him that he stepped up and said, I need help, and he's going to get that help. We do. And I would tell you that plan never ceases to exist, that the easy way to say it is that we're going to drive competition at every spot. It doesn't matter who's on our roster. It doesn't matter who's not on our roster. The object is to always make the Cleveland Browns a better football team. I think their best utilization will be determined by John DeFilippo, our new offensive coordinator. And I think that we discovered that we have two young backs that we think are capable of being players in the National Football League. How they utilize them, what runs they ask them to run, that'll be determined by the coaching staff. To that degree, it's about adding even more people to that mix to try to drive competition further for us on the scouting side. I would say that you learn more information the longer you're with someone. So, again, initially when Justin came to Cleveland, everything seemed standard. And then as times went on, the coaching staff became more aware because they probably spent more time with the players on a daily basis than myself or somebody from the scouting department. And as those things become aware, we have those discussions internally, and we make those changes or those adjustments as we go. So as far as having a hard date or something to nail down, I couldn't tell you that, you know, September 30th was the day that we recognized this is going on. But over time, I think those things kind of played themselves out and those conversations happened organically. Taylor Gabriel, I would tell you, to the young man's credit, came in and just worked. You know, he took what we said and ran with it, which is that everybody would be allowed to compete. And then in his competition, he proved to the coaching staff and to the scouting staff and everybody else that's involved in the evaluation process that he deserved that opportunity, and he got it. And then he made the most of it. I guess the best way for me to say this is that everything can be a smokescreen. It's always about enjoying the camaraderie of going through. I don't want to tell anybody where I'm at. I guess is where I struggle with, is that if I tell you that I want to draft a wide receiver in the first round, then guess what happens? Somebody jumps in front of me and takes that guy. So it's better to leave everybody somewhat in the dark for how we kind of go about what we go about and what our true needs are. Everybody makes their own evaluations and their own assumptions. But for our end, it's really more about playing the game of, do you really know where we're at and what we're trying to do? For me, it comes down to there are platforms that are really viable that we use now. So we have different things that we put together where it gives me a chance for me and Pet to sit down and have those heart-to-heart conversations about the realities of the game or what transpired, and we're going to stick with that. We're going to stick with working in a way where we can have those direct conversations and then let it disseminate from there. I look at the quarterback situation as the Browns look at the quarterback situation. So Coach Pettine has articulated that he wants a starter, and we're going to do the things that we got to do to get him somebody that he feels comfortable with as a starter. I would tell you again, for us, all options are on the table. It's simply about trying to find the guy with the right skill set to improve our football team. So, again, with Flip, with Pet, with Coach Roper, we've had those conversations. Now, what that name is, I would be remiss to say it up here on this podium, but I would tell you that there is a plan and there are names and there's a pecking order as to how we look at the players that are available for us to try to make a play for. Yeah, I would say that any time that you make mistakes, that it is humbling. And I would tell you that, you know, my wife's been reading, again, this is off to the side, but I'm going to give her a little credit here too. My wife's reading a book called The Power of a Praying Wife, and her comments to me were that greatness is not the absence of a flaw, it's the ability to overcome one. So from my perspective, I feel like that's what it's about, is for me to really get where I want to go, is that I'm going to be perfect, is that I'm going to make mistakes and I'm going to learn from them. Again, all options are on the table for the Browns. There's nothing that we don't look at. There's no circumstances that we haven't tried to put together a framework for what's the right thing to do and then what those costs are in that analysis. So we've done a cost-benefit analysis as to what it's going to take to make any sort of move in free agency or the draft.